Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast for Chemist Warehouse, where you'll always find the biggest brands at the lowest price. Shop online or call your local store for home delivery direct from our house to yours. Conditions apply.
Ruined Dits here on Triple M. Let's get the number one man in the state on, or is he the number one man in the state? This is the big question.
Well, people
number
one man.
That's right. Person. All right, the Premier, Stephen Marshall, good morning.
Good morning, Dits. Good morning, Roo.
Gee, what's all this commentary about that you're not running the state? What's your response to that?
Well, you know, we've made a really good decision early on that we would be listening to the expert health advice. And I tell you what, it's put us in a good position so far. We've seen what's happened around the rest of the world. No countries mentioned. But when politicians start making health advice, people start to lose their lives. We've seen that. With what's happened in other countries. We didn't want that here. So we all decided that we would do our part in tackling the coronavirus. We've stuck to what we need to do in the government. The police commissioner has done his excellent part. And, of course, Nicola Sperry and her team in public health and health administration have given us fantastic expert advice that we can implement. So, yeah, it's been a real working together in the leadership team to make sure that we can get through this as best we can.
Well, I don't want to sound like a pathetic little lapdog, but I think that is great leadership. No, it is. But you've actually appointed or delegated to the people that are experts, and to me that means leadership. I think it's great.
Yep, it's worked very well, and you probably don't want doctors telling you how to run the economy either when we bounce back out, Steve. So will you take over and do that at some stage, or when does Nicola Sperry's power reduce? At what point? Is that when it's not declared a state of emergency anymore, or?
No, look, we've established a transition committee. I mean, it's much easier to put restrictions in place than to lift them, Roo. And what we're doing at the moment is going through the very difficult task of making sure that we can lift those restrictions and get people back to work, but at the same time, not have a relapse. In fact, we've looked at the countries and the cities around the world who have been coming out of this and probably more have stuffed it up than have got it right.
Yeah, I agree.
Most of them actually lift them just a bit too quickly, have a massive relapse, and then have to put those restrictions back in place. And we don't want that. Small business is telling us that would literally be a disaster. I genuinely think the fact that we run a few weeks, maybe a month behind the Northern Hemisphere, gives us that perfect opportunity to look at who's doing this best and model that. And we've been really getting a lot of information from a lot of different places. And I think the way we're doing it, incrementally lifting those restrictions, we'll be there in a few weeks' time, we'll get this right, and we'll get people back to work. And the important thing is we won't then be putting restrictions back in place, which I think would be devastating for business, but also devastating for morale in our state.
Yeah, it would be massive mentally to have to lock down a second time. I think you're doing a great job, or everyone's doing a great job. Is it fair to say you disagreed over the footy decision the other day, though? Are you happy to say that or not?
Oh, not disagree, but I thought it was definitely worth looking at the fly-in, fly-out model. I mean, a lot of the players and the Players Association were telling us about the huge imposition it was for them to relocate their entire families for the rest of the season. And so we thought it was definitely worth having a look. But the AFL wanted to start the season ASAP. We've seen what's happened in other states with regards to community transmission and increased numbers. And a decision was made, and I back it 100%.
Good. Unemployment news out yesterday. I mean, we're the worst in the nation. 6.2 is the average in Australia. Queensland's second worst was 6.8. It's not a bad number, probably opposed to what it's going to be in a month or two. It's going to get pretty ugly, isn't it, with when all the data comes in. It could be double figures, do you think, Steve?
Look, 7.2 is a lot lower than what a lot of people thought it was going to be, but it sort of hides, I think, one of the real problems, and that is that there's massive underemployment.
Yep.
So people might still have a job, but they might not have many hours. And this is our real focus in the government, is trying to get as many hours worked as possible. The ABS statistics are a survey over 2 weeks in the middle of April. So, you know, we're 4 weeks on from that now. I think as we ease the restrictions, I'm hoping that we create more of those hours. But look, Roy, you're 100% right. It's going to be a rocky period here in South Australia. It's going to be a rocky period everywhere in the world. I mean, this is a global pandemic.
Yep.
What I do know, though, is if we can sensibly and sustainably get our economy back up and running because we've got good health outcomes, then that means more people are going to get more hours. And yes, it's going to be tough for the next couple of months.
Yeah, those underemployment numbers, 11.2 up to 17%. So a big jump.
That's the frightening one. Mm. That's the really frightening one because people have got a job, but they are just not getting the hours that they want. So that's why we're really focused on doing everything we can to support the economy at the moment.
Premier, I just find the inconsistencies around the country a little bit frustrating. So pubs are going to open in New South Wales, which may not be the right thing, but they are going to. They're opening in the Northern Territory. We're not opening them here. Do you think, you know, if we were to do this again, should all states or would all states try and be on the same page and, you know, do things as a country rather than every city's different?
It's a good. It's a. That's a. Look, that's a very good question. I don't know what the answer to that is. All I know is that we're running our own race here in South Australia. I mean, look, you know, yesterday we only had 3% of students studying from home. In Victoria, they only had 3% of students studying at school.
Yeah, it's a massive difference.
Look, every state's sort of doing something better than the other ones. I know New South Wales have jumped out ahead and said, look, we want to open pubs and clubs and restaurants from Friday, but it's for 10 people. When I sat down with the publicans, they said, look, you know, 10's not viable. They're telling me 20's not viable.
Yeah.
So,
be viable, you know, for some smaller pubs, but not for the big ones.
Exactly. But then all of a sudden you have a situation where you're saying, well, look, I've got a much bigger pub. I've got a much bigger area. Why can't I have more? So there's a lot of stress. As I said, it's a lot easier to put the restrictions in than take them off fairly. But I've got to say, Nicola Spurrier, Grant Stevens, the Transition Committee are doing a great job. I think, look, we're all in this together. It is going to be a tough month or so as we lift those restrictions. But July is when we arrive back at that COVID-safe environment. Every single state and territory leader have signed up to that. Yes, they're going to move in slightly different ways. But we're all committed to getting back there. And quite frankly, I think South Australia will be back there first.
Yep. Good on you. Thanks so much. The man who is running the state, the Premier, Stephen Marshall.
Thanks, guys.
Good on, Steve. Thanks, mate. Well done.
Triple M's ruined its for breakfast for Chemist Warehouse, where you'll always find the biggest brands at the lowest price. Shop online or call your local store for home delivery direct from our house to yours. Conditions apply.